The seasonal worker program allows for people from the Pacific and Timor-Leste to work on Australian farms for 6 months. Currently, there is a cap of 3,250 places per year. That will increase to 4,250 from July. In a statement, Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop says the program allows participants to send much-needed money back home.
Due to the high demand for employees in the agriculture sector and difficulties filling positions with Australian workers, we have increased access for overseas workers by removing the arbitrary caps on other sectors put in place by the previous government. These changes will allow Australian businesses to better meet the demand for seasonal workers, while also providing valuable economic opportunities for more workers from the Pacific and Timor-Leste.
Last week, the Federal Employment Minister Erica Betts announced his government would scrap specific industry caps within the program. Lobby group AusVeg is backing the reforms. Its spokesman is Andrew McDonald.
Labour issues are an ongoing issue within the Australian horticulture sector and on many vegetable and potato growing operations. So we do support any initiatives that provide a greater pool of workers, a larger workforce that is available for our growers to get on and get the job done.
To what extent does industry like these programs? Because essentially bringing in these seasonal workers, they're quite happy to deal with the work and I guess the living conditions that might come with this type of work?
Absolutely. We support any initiatives that do bring, you know, an additional workforce into Australia to work in horticultural operations. You know, labour shortages are something that, you know, we look at very closely and that we struggle with as an industry from time to time. The seasonal nature of the work means programs like the Seasonal Worker Program do offer some assistance in terms of providing a labour force. We also obviously have looked very closely in the past on the Working Holiday Visa Program, which is something that is very valuable to the Australian vegetable and potato industries. You know, many operations have in fact come to rely on the backpacker workforces that come to Australia and take up jobs on farms be able to get the job done during peak seasons.
What do you reckon a reaction like that would have in regions where they do have high levels of unemployment?
I mean, the fact is that these jobs are there, they're regularly there, they are available, but despite this, Australian farms are often still grappling with labour shortages, and that's why we do welcome programs like these, like the Seasonal Worker Program, the ongoing source of backpackers coming into Australia and taking up work on properties, because we really do feel that these do assist farmers in filling labour shortages and getting the job done during peak season.
Last month, Unions Tasmania told ABC Rural about its concerns with the living and working conditions of Tongan fruit pickers in the state's northwest. Meanwhile, the Fair Work Ombudsman is in the middle of a 3-year investigation into fruit and vegetable growing industries and alleged labour hire rorts. ACTU President Jed Carney says she wants strict guidelines to prevent the exploitation of foreign workers.
Well, by and large, unions are supportive of the Seasonal Worker Program, and we were very happy with the safeguards that were put in place around it. And increasing it, I guess, by a small amount may well reflect the needs of our farmers using the program. However, unions have a concern very broadly about the welfare of migrant workers generally. We have been hearing terrible examples lately of how migrant workers have been exploited. And I guess it boils down to the fact that we definitely need good compliance. We need to make sure that people who are using programs like the Seasonal Worker Program are looking after those employees, that they are treating them with respect and dignity and that they get the rights that they deserve.
What measures do you think could be put in place to prevent this exploitation?
First of all, we believe that there should be labour market testing, as I said. Employers need to understand that they have to advertise locally and see if indeed they can fill the jobs domestically before going overseas. There need to be very firm restrictions about employing people from overseas, application processes. Of course, overseas workers need to be paid local wages, subject to local terms and conditions, understand their rights as workers in this country so that they're not exploited and that we don't undermine things like the minimum wage and penalty rates for other workers.